program. Right now it's time to wander into the Classic Audio Vault.
Yeah, let me go ahead and do the combination here.
Eight
to the right. Here we go. Got it open here. As you can see, it's climate controlled in here. Now, the ticket maintains this very secret classified Classic Audio Vault. All right? And we got a request from Junior Miller. We have a little box outside the Audio Vault, people asking for things that they would like to check out the Audio Vault. And here again, Junior requested this one. You claim that this has some of the most gold per square inch of any piece of audio tape we have.
I heard this a couple of weeks ago. They replayed it on Bad Radio. It was part of their 5-minute open. It is truly amazing. The stance that Norm takes still boggles my mind to this day, how he could get so passionate over such a ridiculous point. And then all of the Norm audio gold and the exchange between he and Dan and how Norm gets so upset that he can't even speak. It's just great.
Now, I think part of the backstory of this is that this occurred on 9/11.
Yes.
Not of
yes.
01, but right. the anniversary of 9/11.
So what better way to commemorate that day than talking about schedules of games?
And Norm, this is so perfect because it exemplifies two of the characteristics of these people. Norm's peevishness about things, customer service Norm, basically, making an appearance. And then Dan's ability to get in a fight with anyone.
And as Dan said, if you were to tune in that day on 9/11, or maybe Bob made this point, and you heard Norm so passionate, you would think he was talking about the tragedy at the World Trade Center. Not a football schedule.
Yeah, not the Aggie game not being announced or whatever, what time is going to be on.
Texas-Oklahoma game,
yeah. All right, so let's take a listen at this classic piece of audio, the fight between Dan and Norm.
I'm going to go bonkers for about 1 minute here. I'm trying to find out, because I'm traveling that day, what time the kickoff is on Texas and OU. TV doesn't have a time for it yet. This is television doing this. Make up your minds and set a time. This is fan abuse. These are the flat bleeping idiots on television who will not set a time. This is ludicrous, and the people at ABC should be ashamed of themselves.
Come on, Norm.
Thank you.
Settle down. What if you find out next week?
Hey, Dan, there are people who fly in for this game.
I would like to check that.
What if it's 2:30?
How many people are flying in?
If the game's 2:30, Dan, you make a joke out of damned everything. This is serious.
Okay,
you
Norm.
You don't
all
see
right,
some
okay.
people getting screwed by
Let's
this?
Settle down.
You
you're
don't
gonna,
be,
hold on.
You're going to
start
see
yelling
some
at
people
me
being
that,
screwed.
Hold on.
Well, Dan, you're
this
mocking the damn thing.
Yes, I am.
And Dan,
listen.
This is fan abuse.
You're acting like you're starting to talk about 9/11 or something. And you're yelling at me that I make a joke out of damn everything and this is real serious. It's a freaking college football schedule, Norm.
It is a
it's
schedule
two
for
hours
human
or 4 hours
beings.
Difference.
It's you're a schedule
like,
for human beings.
But then you're going to yell at me like I'm somehow trampling on some sacred
it's
ground.
Because
like
you
I
mock
shouldn't
it.
Have mentioned anything.
It's because you mock it.
I'm not mocking it so much as I'm mocking your passion over this particular incident, Norm. TV runs
so let's
the college
just
football
take it
schedule.
The way it is.
Yeah.
Let's not object to it.
What are you going to do?
Well, one thing you can do is yell at them.
Aggie or
this
whoever.
Is a mix.
And Texas and Oklahoma should get off their asses and do something about this.
Why?
Oh, damn. Dan,
why?
Why? Because maybe they have fans who'd like to make plans, Dan. Did you ever think of that?
Nice.
Did you
so,
ever consider so, the fan who'd like to make plans?
They do it, like you said. They do it all the time. It's called the way it is.
Wow. I think it's possibly the worst point ever made in the history of this station when Norm said it's a schedule for
yes.
human beings.
Yeah.
He was to back his passion.
He was way out on a willow branch there, and it was bent all the way to the ground.
It's
and then
not
we, much.
We got the great, oh, Dan, you make a damn joke out of everything.
Dan.
It's a schedule for human beings.
Everything.
What are the other options there, by the way?
Right.
If it wasn't for human beings, what else would you have
schedules
schedule
for? Of workouts and things like that, you know, for shows and things.
All right, a piece of audio from the Audio Vault.
Okay.
If you have a classic piece of audio you'd like to hear on Classic Audio Vault Friday, email us, Gordon@GordonKeith.com.
Let's close up the vault one at a time.